Shalom Vracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We are learning Mishmar and Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Yud Ches, Shin number 81. I thank everyone for listening from wherever you are, in Eretz Yisrael, in America, and who knows where. And I do encourage you to reach out with questions and comments, and to create more of a Pilpul Chaverim. The Mem, we're discussing the Mem in Sif Yud Ches. Mem Sucha. What is a mem sucha? The open mem, meaning the letter mem that you write in the middle or the beginning of a word. Shenidbak psichoso, that its letter itself was connected. Shenidbak psichoso. In other words, the line of the mem, I got a picture over here, was connected to its base. So the Mechaber tells us, v'nistama, and it was sealed. So what happens when a regular letter mem is sealed? What does it look like now? It looks like it's the mem that goes at the end of a word. Mem sofit, right? So that's a big problem because you can't write a end of mem sofis in the middle of a word.
Didn't we just see that in this week's parsha?
When this is parsha? Oh, you're talking about the nun?
Oh,
that was the nun, the Baloischa.
No, wasn't there? Is it this week?
A mem in the middle of a word.
In the middle of, or not maybe, it wasn't in the parsha. Was it in a Novi? You're not aware anywhere that is.
I I'm not familiar with that. A mem in the middle of a word, the end mem in the middle.
Yeah, the final mem in the middle of a word, and I think it might have been in the Novi. So I've been reading.
Maybe.
What?
Yeah, it's not supposed to be like that, yeah.
No, it was intentionally.
Yeah, you're saying it's the reason for. Okay,
that
I hear.
It doesn't ring a bell, but I think it was in the Navi.
When you find that, let me know. I'd like to, you know.
I was just reading.
Notice, like, pay attention to that. Okay, so here I'm just turning to the page. For those listening to the recording, wondering what's going on over here, I'm turning to the. Here we are. So, this is the picture when you have your mem, the leg of the mem that is now touching itself, the base of the mem. And now it looks like a closed mem. It's like a sealed mem, right here. Right, that's the psul over here. So mem psucha, shenidbak b'psichosav nistama, ein mayil. The halacha is, on the top of the page, it's not going to help. Ein mayil. It's not going to help. You can keep it by you when you're finished with it. Ligror hadavek ulupascha. You cannot just scrape away and then fix the letter. And I ask you, why not? And the answer to that is because we learned beautifully in the previous halacha, in Sif Yud Zayin. And you see the organization of one halacha is flowing to the next. That we learned halacha, it says v'kosav. The Shulchan Aruch tells us v'kosav. And you have to write the letter in order to form the letter. And it cannot be v'chokak. You cannot form a letter by engraving a letter. Fine. That being the case, because then it's just like we learned in Sif Yud Zayin of Chok Toiches. Umata Kanasa. So what is the solution for this problem? Sheyigror kol hachartoim v'tishoyer ketsures nun kfufa. Take away the whole left leg. Let's call the mem is comprised of two parts. There's like a nun or a chaf, if you will. And like a vav. So take away the whole vav. Scrape that away. Now, rewrite that next part, the part you just scraped away, correctly, that is not touching. That's fine. Because when you scraped it away, you don't have to scrape away the whole entire letter. Because when you have a two-part letter, such as this mem, you're permitted to scrape away just one part, the part that needs to be fixed, and you can leave the other part intact. Now, if you want to scrape away the other part, because for whatever reason, when you're the sefer and that's the way you like to write from beginning to end, that's you can do that. Everything we're discussing now, very important we're about to say now, everything we're discussing now is only if you did not write the next letter yet. Because once you wrote the next letter and the sefer Torah, it's not a problem. But in tefillah mezuzos, you cannot go shalai kesidrin, you can't go out of order. And if you already wrote the next letter and then you're coming back now to fix the previous letter, it's possible. So obviously it has to be a case that you did not write the next letter. And afterwards you will erase that which you erased and scraped away. Let's now go to the Mishturin Sifkot and Ayin. It's in the middle of the page. The left leg is touching the base of the left leg is touching the base. If you want another one, also you can, you, either one is fine for you. Simon lamid base. Yeah, you can use that also. Simon lamid base if cotton iron. Shenidbak the impaisil baze negia daka kechuta saira. As to whether or not the slightest hair's breadth of a connection will passel the letter. That is a shayla. Ayim asher kasan l'kamon l'inyan hay v'ayim berloch. So there are those that learn, I believe it says in the berlocha, that it is possible. Now, what does it mean by the slightest hair's breadth? So sometimes people have a different eyesight, and one person will not notice it, but another person, many times, is the Balei Kriya, the Bal Kairei. He has an eye that's attuned to the way it's supposed to look, and he'll look at it and he'll pick it up and he'll say, "Wait a minute, something's wrong right there." And he sees it's too close, and he looks carefully. He sees mamish, a hair's breadth. It's connected. That's what he's discussing over here. Vinistema. It's now like a mem sasum, like a mem that's sealed, the placement of a mem sasum is at the end of a word, vulay beemtziisa, and not at the beginning or the middle of a word. V'chein, so to kol oisis mansapach hakfulin, all the letters of mansapach. Mansapach is a way of saying mem, nun, tzadi, fei, chof, because they have the ability to be in the beginning, middle, or the end of a word. You write the letters in the beginning or the middle of the word, and if it's the end of a word, you write it v'achroina. V'mishina is possible, and if you deviated and you wrote the mem soifis, that's why Baruch was saying, "I don't understand. What do you mean a mem in the middle of a word? It's possible like that." That's what he was referring to, right? That's yeah. Siv cotton iron base. So he says, "Ein moya ligra hadovek ulapascha." It doesn't help to just scrape away that connection at the bottom of the mem where it's touching the base of the mem. It's not going to help. What then? Shar oisiso to the other letters as well. Shinskalkel to munasom be'ais haksiva oyachakach, that it's niskalkel the tmuna, the picture of it. It's not going to help. And through this greira, it's going to, you scrape away, now you fix it. Going dalshe himshich raglo v'doymi l'chop shuto v'chokai gavna. In my olam greira came in sheino oyse ma'ise v'gufa oyse hanisha. So if you have a dalit and you wrote a dalit too long, and now the dalit looks like a long chof, so now this dalit, you figure, okay, you know what? I'll just scrape it away. So no, that's not good, because now I didn't vikasa, I didn't write it, I formed the correct letter by scraping it. Ela yimchach raglo, yimchach raglo. What should you have to do now? So now what you have to do is, it's a two-part letter here, or what you can do is you can scrape away the leg of the dalid, rewrite the leg of the dalid the proper shear. V'achakach yisaknenu, and afterwards you fix it. V'u adin so to demahani bazeh im himshich gagoy. Shall ha'oy so to, if you're mamshich the gag of the letter l'roch boy to the width, if you're himshich gagoy shall ha'oy l'roch boy at shenir l'kol shu dalit. So he says over here, it also helps to lengthen the top part of the dalit, to make it wider to the point that it looks like a dalet. Avale el, because of hey. Now, in that case, when you're going to make the top part of the dalet wider, it's going to look a little off keel from the rest of the letters. You see what that is? Because you went too far down with the chaf. He's giving you another solution of how to correct the problem here. Your dalet went too long down, so it looks a little like a end of chaf, right? Chaf sofis. So what could you do now? You could erase the leg and rewrite it. You can't just erase the little part to make it look like the Dalet. Well, another solution, I just want to finish here. Another solution he says here is also what you could do is you could widen the top part of the Dalet so now it looks like a Dalet still and not like a Chaf. That's also possible. Now, when you do that, then it's going to, the other letters next to it will be smaller and this will be larger. Yes, what do you want to say? Avol El, because of Hey, B'makom Dalet, but earlier when we learned the Halachla, let's say a person wrote a Hey instead of a Dalet. The Kesavnu Sham, we learned over there that Tzorich Gamkin Limchoik Regel HaDalet Oy Gagoy Milvad Regel HaHey Leimahani Eitz Azu Dam Shachas Gag HaDalet Daharei B'Lav Ochi Tzorosu Yalov Lakach LeMikri Zeh Shum Tikun. The Mishnah is explaining as follows. Let's say the person is writing, supposed to write a Dalet, and he accidentally wrote a Hey. So obviously he has to erase that little left leg, that's for sure. Now, is that sufficient to fix the Hey to a Dalet? 100% not. Why? Because it's v'chokak. He scraped it away, he didn't because of. Now, the another problem is, that's still not good enough. It's still not good enough.
Dalet is square.
The Hey and the Dalet are the same kamat letter. It's just that you have the little smidgen of the left side. What you have to do also is scrape away the right leg of the Hey, which is now a Dalet, and then rewrite it. Okay, so that's what he's saying over here. Avolel b'kosav hey b'makom dalet d'kosav m'sham d'tzorich gamkin luchak regel ha-dalet oy gagoy or the top part besides the left side, and it doesn't help loy mahani eitzazu dam shachas gaga dalet. It doesn't help to just widen the top part of the dalet harei b'lav achi tzorosu yalov lekach le'mikri zeh shum tikun. So what he's explaining is, in the case of the longer chaf, and one of the suggestions was to widen the top of it, and now I fix the letter. Why didn't we give that suggestion by the hay? And the answer is it doesn't work by the hay, by the dalet. Because by the dalet, the tsur of the dalet is there already. If the tsur is there, to widen something doesn't change, doesn't add, it's already a dalet. That's why you have to erase the top or erase the bottom. One or the other, or if you want, that's up to you, you can do both. Siv Kotin, Ayin Gimel. Mechaber told us, you can't just scrape away the bottom of the mem to the base of the mem. The begufa ois ain ois a shumaisa, because you're not doing anything to the actual letter itself. Ela goyrer hastimo, but rather you have to remove the actual part that is connected. Vuad din so to im ta, because of ches makum shnei zainin. Let's say a person accidentally wrote a ches instead of two zayins. Now, what is a ches? A ches is two zayins. When you get an aliyah next time, or look at the back of the sefer, on the spine over here, you'll see that, how do you make a ches? Two zayins with a little roof on top. Right? So he says, in that case, ein maya lugra ha-gag levad mi'ach taima. Doesn't help. Let's say you accidentally made a ches instead of the zayin. Two zayins. So you know, okay, fine. I'll just scrape away the top, the roof, the connector, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, I have my what? I have my zayins. That's not good. Why? Because once again, that's chak toichos. El tzarich legarum at shivatam mitunosam. You have to scrape it away totally, and then rewrite it. V'chein im ta'a v'asa chaf pshuta lemaila kein dalet so too. If you made a mistake v'asa chaf pshuta and you made a long chaf kein dalet shalafi das harbe min apayiskim hipsul, according to many apayiskim it is possible k'moy shivar l'kamon b'simla mevav gam kein ein mayil ligra hatag l'asoyisa agula. Doesn't help ligra hatag to take away the tag, the crown, and make it rounded. Davi once again, kichak toichais, el yosef alea dioi v'yasa agula. You have to add more ink. You have to give giving other examples. We have to add more ink to write it properly to make it a proper chaf. V'nireh d'loy ma'akev shloy kisidron betikun zeh the belav hachi tzuras alea. So he's saying a very important point. Shalik Yisidron, going out of order, is only a concern if you don't have a form of a letter. If you have the form of the letter already there, just fixing something is not a concern for Shalei Kesidron. Matakanasa, and what's the takan, what's the solution here? Kol shekasov b'siv zeh sheish takan hain nekoidim shekasov oyis she'achareh. So this siv kodin ayin dalet is extremely important. Like we spoke about it outside. We said, he's saying here, this whole sif is talking about a case that you did not write the next letter yet. The lav hachi pasul b'tfil mezuzas d'vinun b'hen kesidron dafka. Because by tfil mezuzas you have to have kesidron. Has to go in order. Levad mi'eichet she'nevar b'hedyo d'loi ma'akev v'zeh kesidron. Besides whether that which it says levad mi'eichet she'nevar b'hedyo, that we say explicitly d'loi ma'akev v'zeh kesidron, unless it says explicitly that going out of order will not be a halachic concern. Sifkot and ayin hei, kitzuris nun kefufa. So when you scrape away the left leg, the shur kitzuris nun kefufa, vachakai chichtoiv ma'ashigar. Then afterwards you rewrite it. Kiksivas hamem psucha hubishtei ksivas. So he's telling us like this. The regular mem, in the front of a word, or in the middle of a word, is two parts. There's the nun, and there's the vav. Since there are two parts to it, that's who's explaining that, like we said already, that all you have to do is rewrite the part that was connected. But the nun that was written properly, you don't have to scrape that away. So to every letter, that's written in two parts, like a gimel or anything like that, and became a psul with one ksiva. You only have to remove that one section. Coming to exclude a case, as opposed to a reish that was made like a dalid. Now, the reish is one swoop of a hand, right? You start from the top and you go down to the bottom. It's not two parts. So in that case, you have to erase. If you wrote a reish instead of a dalet, you have to erase the whole entire reish and start a scratch because a dalet is two parts. Right? Okay. That was the first part of this sif yud ches. We now turn the page and we continue to sif katin ayin vav in the top of the next page. We discuss now the resh. For resh she'osa kimin dalit. A resh that was made kimin dalit. There are those that are machmed that say it's insufficient, it's not enough to just erase the leg or the roof or the top part and then correct it to look like a dalet. Because in regards to the reish, both the it's considered to be the whole entire thing, the leg and the top is made incorrectly. That's why you have to erase both the leg and the top of the resh. Says the Mishmar Sif Katan Ayin Vav, a resh that was made incorrectly, or a vav shasai kimin resh, or a vav that was made into a resh, because the vav, the top part, was made too small. The Chokai Gavna Shasa b'ksiva achas, that was made with one stroke of the quill. Kimin dalid, was made like a dalid. Huadin b'gagoy shel chaf pshuto, so too at the top of the letter chaf. Shasai rachov ad shenira k'dalid oy resh. So too, another possibility of a mistake is when you have a chaf that you write at the end of a letter, and the top gag was made too wide. So now, it looks a little like what? Dalid. Looks like a dalid. Maybe might even look like a resh, a bad resh. Okay. But definitely looks like a dalid now. So he says, Vayter, Vasoifrim, says the Mishnah Berurah now, Vasoifrim nirsholin bazeh ba'avinaseinu harabim. The Soifrim, they make a mistake with this issue. And sometimes they're making the chos looking like dalits. Okay, Sifkod Ayin Ches. Mechaber says, Yesh lahachim evaloyim adoloi sagi. But it's actually the third line. Vim nidbeko ois lois. What happens if you have two letters that are connected? So we learned, every single letter has to be mukof kavil, which means every single letter has to be surrounded by parchment. Mukof kavil. So if you have two letters that are connected, you need to call ois be ois lo ois. Bein koidim shetigomer, bein achar shenigmar is possible. Okay? Either way across the board, it is going to be possible. Doesn't matter at what point in time they became connected. Ein chesh nigmara, says the Mishnah Berurah. And just see where it is over here. 1 second, please. Zion. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ha'ois ba'arkoi karoi, kegoyin shekosav loy tevas loy. So the Vav and the Lamed are connected. That's a problem. And even with the slightest connection, that the form of the letter didn't change from what it's supposed to look like. Because once again, the letter has to be surrounded by the klaf. It spread. What happens if the ink spread because it was moist? To the point where it looks like it's connected. It's kosher. So if it looks like it's connected, but lamaisa, you look at it properly and you see it's not connected, so it's not a problem, it's kosher. Im oisius noigin, and if the letters are touching, even after it was written, it would still be possible. That's what we said above, that if the letters are touching, even if after you wrote it, somehow they became touching, it's still possible. So that is correct, that if the two letters are touching, you can just scrape it away, because the tsura is still intact. Then he brings over here, to look in Evan Ezer and Hilchus Mistama Gittin over there. V'nimtza dibuk bein ois l'ois. What happens if you have a connection of ois in between one letter and another letter? Kisha itziu sevetay l'kriyo. Says this is discussed later on in Mitzvah Shem and Simon Kuf Mem Gimel. Because even though the halachas of ksivas sevetayra are in Yeredeya, but the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah is of Arachayim. It's something which is a daily occurrence, a weekly occurrence. It says in the Dirshu note, Shinidbeku ha'oisius b'chol archon, if the letters are connected in the whole entire length of the letter, v'yafilu im nidbeku miktsason, or even if just part of the letter, elo shenishtanso al-yidei zed tzuras ha'ois, that it's nishtanso, it changed the tzura of the ois. Sarich lohoitzi sefer Torah acher. You have to take out a new sefer Torah. Now listen to this though. Avlim hadibuk eino bechol oirecha ois. If the connection is not in the whole length of the letter, lo nishtansa bechol tzura asa ois, and it didn't change the whole tzura of the ois. So if the whole entire letter is not connected, just part of the letter, listen to this chiddush now. Im hadibuk b'sefer ois. So he says, if the connection is at the end of the letter, let's say in Shabbos, because in Shabbos you can't scrape it away the letter, or you could fix it, but it's hard to find someone who's going to scrape it away. Mutter likris boikach. You hear this? You can read it like this. So on Shabbos, or let's say you can't find somebody to scrape it away, and that's the only sefer Torah you have, and it's connected at the bottom, but the tzura is still intact. He's bringing over here that those that this is from in Siman Kuf Mem Gimel, that you can still read it like this. Ela sheyesh torech, right? Ulam im adibuk betchilas ha'ois oy be'emtsa da'ainesh emshech ha'ois nichta v'psul yesh me'achvin shetzorech lo'itzi sei v'torech acher v'yesh mekilin v'shas el'chak yesh me'ach ala mekilin. So let's review what we just said over here, because this is very nageya, and these halachas, it's not the halachas we're learning now, but the halachas of Kuf Mem Gimel, of a Sefer Torah, the Rav of the Shul has to know this on his fingertips. That's not the time to take out the Sefer, to the Mishnah Berurah, to the Ketzos HaSefer, to find out what's the halacha. You have everybody waiting, they have to go to work, or Shabbos, you have to, you know, the challenge waiting, right? Who knows what? So he says like this, there's a leniency that if it's connected b'soif ha-teiva, at the end of the letter, not at the beginning of the letter, but the end of the letter, and Shabbos you can't fix it, or is a tircha, the b'di'eved, you can still use that sefer Torah. Now, if you can't find someone else to fix it, to be geir it, and that's the only sefer Torah you have, and it's even at the top of the middle of the letter, that's where it's nidbuk, it's connected, there's also kula.
It's only on Shabbos.
It's either Shabbos, or let's say there's no other sefer Torah, and there's no one else to fix it. He doesn't say there's no other sefer Torah, but he says there's no one to fix it. So I'm just adding in, there's no other sefer Torah. I'm saying if you have no sefer Torah, it takes 2 minutes to pull it out, right? Unless you have to, like, roll it. But that's a kula you find in Siman Kuf Mem Gimel. Okay, let's stop here. We'll pick up Mitzvah Shem for Sifkot and Ayin Tes at the next year.